presenting Frank Watanabe and the Honorable Archie. The Honorable Archie's romance with the beautiful Cleopatra Martin is ended, and Mr. Hipplewater has lost no time in again endeavoring to capture Archie and his title as a matrimonial prize for the Hipplewater daughter, Cynthia. In the preceding episode, Mr. Hipplewater offered Archie $120,000 if he would marry Cynthia, but again, Archie turned it down. Today we find the Honorable one at home, checking up the household bills of his servant, Frank Watanabe. Listen.
It's impossible. Now then, there are eggs. Good heavens, the falling. Milk, cream, cottage cheese. Now, what have we here? Onions. Oh, that's done it. Oh, Frank?
Yes, Mom?
I said, come here, will you?
No, please, too busy. In 5 minutes, all right, Honorable Archie.
No!
No?
No, not in 5 minutes, now.
But I'm pretty too busy, you know.
What are you doing?
I am brushing and combing Mrs. McGurkin's pup doggy's hair, you know. And Mrs. McGurkin has a dear womanhood in next door apartment, and it is to receiving 15 cents for same.
Well, let Mrs. McGurkin comb her own blooming doll. I want you here.
All right. To brushing them doggies' hair, Hezekiah.
Yes, they were nabbable.
Well, come here, Frank. I say, look here.
Yes, Mom?
It isn't part of your job to rush around combing neighbors' dogs, you know.
But Honorable Archer's little Muriel, she needing a comb for brush each every day, you know.
Little Muriel? Is that the horrid little thing that yaps during the night?
Yes, please, but not horrid little thing, please. Muriel are a thoroughbred sooner.
A thoroughbred sooner?
Yes, please.
I never heard of the breed.
Well, that's how what little Muriel is it, all right.
Well, look here, how often do you receive 15 cents for this tonsorial work on little Muriel?
Well, that's each every Thursday and Monday, thank you.
Don't thank me. I love the idea.
Oh, no.
I don't care much for Mrs. McGurkin.
You not like Mrs. McGurkin and she doggy also? Is that it?
Mrs. McGurkin is one of those nosy kind of neighbors. Every time I leave or enter my apartment, Frank, I notice that Mrs. McGurkin's door appears to be slightly open. And several times I've caught the reflection of light upon a pair of spectacles, behind which I suspect Mrs. McGurkin is lurking.
Oh, yes, please. She has her eyeglasses wearing, all right.
And she's one of the reasons that I'm determined to move from this apartment into a detached residence.
Uh-huh. That's a very, very lovely idea, Honorable Archie, dear. Oh, let us to moving out here at once. My cousin Kenji have got a lovely house for sale out in the San Fandango Valley, you know.
The San Fandango Valley?
Yes, Mom.
Don't you mean the San Fernando Valley?
Oh, thank you.
Well, anyway, I'm going to look around for somewhere to move to.
Well, I think you're going to be leaving that those house which my cousin are for sale are very, very lovely, Honorable Archer.
I don't think anything your cousin could have for sale would possibly be very, very lovely.
Oh, no good.
Now, wait a minute. I'll tell you what I wanted to see you about.
Yes, Mom.
I've been so worried lately and generally mentally upset, you know, that I haven't been able to give proper attention to the running of this house.
Yes, please, but not having a corroded face referring at householding matters, Honorable Archer. That's on my job, you know.
Yes, quite.
Oh, yes, quite all right. In fact, Watanabe have landed and have got the situation. We're on hand, you know.
Yes, but Watanabe, unfortunately, doesn't have to pay the bills.
No, please, that's on your job, Honorable Archer.
Yes. Frank, I have before me our last month's household accounts. I was about to draw checks and pay them. In fact, my pen was poised when I happened to glance casually at a few of the items.
Oh, that's all right.
Tell me, have these bills been checked by you?
Oh, yes, please.
And this written HOKAY, spelled out H-O-K-A-Y, and initialed F-W, proves that the items have come under you and passed your eagle eye, what?
Oh, yes, please. I got the eagle in my eye, all right. Frank Watanabe, never letting one measles, gross, a bird skid by. Never.
All right, well, never.
Never letting, never.
Well, let's commence with this bill for dairy produce, shall we?
All right. Eggs and other brand of stuff which Mrs. Cow are responsible at.
Yes, well, I'm not holding Mrs. Cow responsible for the eggs.
No. That's on Mr. and Mrs. Rooster job.
Yes, and Mr. and Mrs. Rooster must have been pretty busy on my behalf, because during the last 30 days, I'm charged with 29 dozen eggs. Now, what do you say to that?
Oh, Well, the egg on man's best friend, you know.
Yes, well, personally, I've never eaten more than two best friends a day. Or let us say, five dozen best friends a month.
What? You eating 5 dozen eggs each month? Is that so?
Yes, terrible, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, let me see. Oh, Anagon, I have stepped my shoe in something.
So between you and Hezekiah, 24 dozen eggs have disappeared.
Is that so? Just imagine.
Yeah, Frank, it's beyond all reason. I mean, I'm not the kind of employer who begrudges plenty of good food to his servants. Oh, dear, no.
Oh, dear, no.
But
no.
Hang it all, I mean, 24 dozen eggs between two of you.
Oh, let me see. 24 dozen eggs for two individuals. Oh, that's our only 9.5 dozen each day, Honorable Archers. That seems reasonable for each person.
9.5 each day, what you mean?
Yes, please.
Well, you can tell Hezekiah that the two of you can cut down to 2 eggs per day each, you see?
Well, Hezekiah, he not minding, Honorable Archers. Hezekiah cannot looking a egg in his face.
You mean Hezekiah doesn't eat eggs?
Yes, ma'am. A egg in Hezekiah's stomach are like a bull in a china store.
Rushes round and smashes his liver to pieces, I suppose.
Oh, you don't believe it.
No, and I don't believe you've eaten 24 dozen eggs without any help. There's a leakage somewhere.
Oh.
Now, come on, where is it?
Oh, right, yes, that's true. Just I remember. Aha, I bought 7 dozen of them eggs at my dear uncle Hammond Watanabe.
Oh, I see. You loaned your Uncle Hammond eggs?
Yes, please. Huh. But he going to pay back. You see, I'm making my uncle signing one of them little promising papers. Yes, I got his I.O. eggs, all right.
Oh, great Scott, I.O. eggs. Now, look here, Frank. To say the least, it's dashed careless. And I shall deduct the amount of your uncle's I.O. eggs, as you call it, from your next month's salary.
At what market conditions, please?
Well, at 45 cents a dozen.
No, please. My uncle borrows them eggs. When he borrows them, each every chicken was booming eggs at the population, very overproduction. And price of them was 33 cents, you know.
But I can't replace them now under 45.
Well, that was a chance you're taking, Honorable Archers, you know. It's our gamble, all right. Are not life itself a gamble, I ask
you? Yes, and you are taking a very big risk at this moment.
What the for, please?
A risk of being the recipient of a rapid kick in the pants for impudence.
Oh, thank you.
Now, leave eggs for the moment. Let us touch upon milk.
Very happy to touching milk.
I appear to be charged with a deluge of 180 quarts of milk in 1 month.
What? 180 quarts? Oh, let me just imagine.
What do you mean, just imagine? You've okayed all this.
Is that so?
Well, there it is. Okay, F-W.
Ha, 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 ha.
There appear to be 3 different varieties of milk. Raw, pasteurized, and irradiated vitamin D. Now, of course, I know that personally I do not consume 1 quart of milk per day. But for argument, let's say that I do.
Let's say it.
Yes, very well. That will leave us 150 quarts of milk unaccounted for. You haven't got any I.O. milks from your uncle, have you?
No, thank you, no. My uncle, he considered milk just like a sheep in wolf's underwear with a snake on the grass. That's what milk resembled to my uncle, please.
Thank goodness uncle's allergic to something.
Oh, what?
Oh, never mind. Tell me more about this 150 quarts of unaccounted for milk, will you?
Well, it seems that I drinking 1 quart milk each day, you know. But just by drinking those
All right, what's the use of drinking special milk if you make yourself ill trying to pronounce it?
Yes, what's the use? But those milk are very, very benefit for the deficiency of the bodily stuff, which meaning that I will never get rickety.
You're rickety now, confound it. Your whole explanation's rickety.
I don't know, please.
You do know, please. Personally, I don't understand these different grades of milk. What is this irradiated vitamin D milk?
Well, in first place, then milk coming out of a special Mrs. Cow from New Jersey. Then, when the cow milked gentlemen are pulling down the milk, he say, hi-ho, then another gentleman arriving up and giving those cows the ultra-violent rasp. Oh, it's our beautiful.
Oh, it must be.
Oh, yes.
Yes, after that, I suppose the cow takes a modest bow and passes on.
Oh, yes. The next cow coming in did similar, and so it going on till one after the other, till all of same have got the era...
Oh, all right, leave that word where it is, will you?
All right.
Now, which of these three brands of milk do I drink?
You receiving the raw milk, Honorable Artist?
Oh, the cheapest, huh?
Yes, ma'am. And I drinking...
All right, the irradiated milk.
Thank you.
Yes, I'll do that for you.
All right.
Then presumably Hezekiah guzzles himself with the pasteurizer.
Yes, ma'am.
But how is it that such a quantity of milk is consumed?
Well, it seems, you see, that Hezekiah are a great believer in rice, you know.
Oh, and he's using all this milk to make rice puddings, keeping the stove going all day. More expense.
No, no, please, not using stove. No, no, never using stove, you see. Hezekiah, he swallows them rice raw.
Swallows raw rice?
Oh, yes. Then he drinking plenty milk on top side and making an automatic rice pudding formation in his stomach, and that saving plenty gas.
Well, it wouldn't be on my bill anyway.
Oh, yes. So you see, Anabaratus, Hezekiah are trying, like Sonagon, to subdue down the expenses.
Oh, yes, he's working very hard in my interest, isn't he?
Oh, yes.
Now, wait, here's a strange-looking bill with an even more strange item. Listen to this, will you?
All right.
6 sacks of onions.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you know, Frank, that I've always discouraged the too frequent use of onions. In fact, as far as I'm concerned, probably one medium-sized onion, would be ample for me for a whole month. And here we have 6 sacks of onions with the all-too-familiar HOKFW on the bill. Well,
you see, it seems this month the onions are running, Arnabalachus.
The onions are running. Aren't you thinking of salmon?
No. Salmon is not a vegetable, you know.
No,
just onions. Onions running, all right. Here are a fruit, you know. Well, it seems that a tremendously bargain was jammed in my face, so I purchasing him. And Honorable Arches, I receiving some very, very beautiful free premium when I make purchasing them 6 sacks of onions. That's only £600, you know.
So you had to purchase 6 sacks of onions to get a free premium.
Yes, ma'am. And when you look see those premium, it will took your breath away.
Well, with 6 sacks of onions, they ought to give you something to take your breath away.
Oh, thank you. Yes, ma'am.
What premium did they give you?
Well, they're giving me 1 fire gentleman's hat, red flavor, 1 package assorted seeds for wild-smelling flowers, and a Mickey Mouse watch. Just the margin.
Great Scott, you are a silly ass, aren't you?
No, please, I a silly ass not are, you know.
I'm not going through any more of these bills, Frank. Look here, 12 sacks of potatoes, 50-pound box of dried fish, 1 barrel of lard, 1 drum of cooking oil, 1 stem of bananas. Why a whole stem of bananas?
Well, on a whole stem, it is to receiving 390 bananas, and it are very joyful to watching them all get ripe at once.
That's the finish. From this moment on, there will be no more credit accounts.
Yes, ma'am?
You will come to me daily for every penny we want, and I'll put my whole K on them. What do you think this is, a bally warehouse? Where have you stored all this stuff?
Them onions is in the garage, the potatoes is on the fire escape, and the box of dried fish are under your bed.
Oh, my hat.
Graco is not only interested in having you buy and lock ties, but wants you to know how to keep them. Put a tie rack on the back of the closet door. Hang your ties on it. It is the economical way to preserve them. Here's how to get one. Purchase a Graco and lock tie, send the paper band and 10 cents to Graco care of this station, and we will send you the best tie rack on the market. You will be surprised how hanging your ties takes out the wrinkles. Remember, Grayco, spelled G-R-A-Y-C-O, care of this station.